So yesterday we began the sugya of Zman Begitin. We dealt with the kasha, the Pneshua's kasha, that Avadi needs Zman Begitin, he needs Zman by all. Avadi needs Zman Begitin, he needs Zman by all Eidus, which should be an Eidus Shati Yachal Azima, Nidrish of Hakir. And we answered the Reb Chaim's side. Chaim held that there's no Ashtarais, there's no din of Jusha Chakira, you don't need the Eide Ashtar Shaviyachal Azima, and it fits well with the Lashon Kamisha Nechkor Edusim Bebezdin, that Eidim and Ashtar are like this after the Chakira, and that was Reb Chaim's side. And the problem was that there's a Nemuchi Yosef who actually was the Kashan. Muki Yosef says that by a get, there's no chi of zman by a get, that it's a din to Rabbanon. He said, Afkin Rabbanon Kedushim Yineh, Rabbanon Mafkia, they made it a kosher get without a zman. And the problem was, Reb Chaim brought in Muki Yosef, he has the kasher, a few kashers on it, and he went on. The problem is working out in Muki Yosef with Rechaim's side. It's nice, Rechaim's side is nice side, but we don't like that it's not like a Rishon, so what does it help us, is he said. So Rechaim Shmulevitz suggests that the Muki Yosef is also masking to Rechaim's side, but that there are really two issues with every single get. Every get serves two functions. One function is it's the Eidim are Eidim that make a Chalois HaGet, that they make it a Kosher HaGet, which has nothing to do with Bezdin. Nothing to do, it doesn't have to go to Bezdin. A man has a Kosher HaGet, the Eidim make it Kosher, and he gives the Get, and she's Megureshes. And for that, Reb Chaim is right, you don't need Zman for that, because that's a shtar, and the shtar doesn't need the shtar don't need zman. However, there's a second function of a get, and that is that later, if this woman's going to want to prove that she's megureshes, years will pass, she'll want to marry, she'll want to prove that she had a get, she'll show the get, and the get then will be a raya that she's megureshes. The get will be proof that she's megureshes. And the witnesses on the get then will be Eidei Raya. They're going to be Eidim who are Raya in Bezdin. The Nemuki Yosef says that while it's true, Reb Chaim's side is true, that a star get or a star kinyan, the Eidim don't need Drisha the Chakira. However, once it's a star Raya, which is brought into Bezdin, That's what bothered the Muki Yosef. Later, when it's a Shtar Raya that's coming into Bezdin, so now it shouldn't need Eidus Shati Yochel Azima when it comes in as a Shtar Raya. So that the Muki Yosef said you should need Eidus, and on that he said that Rabbanan didn't require a Zman for the Shtar Raya. And from the Kaich of Afkin Rabban al Kedushim Inay, they said a get is kosher even as a shtar raya without zman. And that's what the Muki Yosef was going on. So what we're saying is, Reb Chaim's side is true to make a shtar that has a chalais, like a get, or Kedushin, or a shtar kinyan. So Reb Chaim's side is emes, that the Eidim was signed a shtar, Kamisha Nechkaru, and you don't need zman. Muki Yosef will hold though that al shtar raya it needs man. When you bring it as a raya into Bezdin, then Muki Yosef will hold it needs man. And it was for that that the Muki Yosef was saying that the Rabbanan said we're not going to be makvid on this man because of takanas agunas. After that, we wouldn't be makvid, and afkin Rabbanan kedushim inay, we wouldn't be makvid on zman. And our Gemara comes and says, why taka do we have zman for different reasons?
What do you use
by Shtar Kiddushin. I mean, the Mukiyesi said, Echein b'Shtar Kiddushin, it's Rabbanan, it's good. You're right, it would only be an Afghanina for a Hechatim, so where he wanted to bring a ride from Shtar Kiddushin. It's like a rare that you need a Shtar Kiddushin for a ride. So his masber a little more. I won't get into it. But his masber is that why do you need Eidim on the Shtar Raya? Why do you need Eidim on the Shtar Raya? Because maybe it's a lie. So on the tzad it's a lie. I've given Rabbanu Kedusha me that he said that she'll be Mugureshes anyway. On the tzad, when you bring it as a Shtar Raya, and we'll be Masher with Eidim Shiyat Yachal Hazim, there's no Zman. So for that Shtar Raya, the Rabbanu said, look, if the Shtar is true, there's no problem. Only thing is, maybe Shtar is not true, and we're being mashish such a Shtar Raya. So that'll work with Afkin Rabban Kedusha Minei, that in those circumstances where the emes is not like the Shtar, so we'll be Mafkir Kedusha.
Why was the
Mafkir
on this not Mafkir on Shtakim? Why don't we do
Shtakim? Why don't we do?
Rabban said that we have a Shtar, we have a very Shtar. Now, if it's not a Shtar, it's a Mizrik, if you don't have Mafkir Rabban Kedusha Minei.
I have a key in Shtaris.
Yeah.
So why Rabbanu say? Rabbanu should say that Gedisha doesn't need Kiyum because you're gonna encourage people to write false Gidden. And even if they're Erlach, they'll be having writing a false get, but it'll be Afkim Kiddush and they'll be in good shape. I think Rabbanu are looking to do something. Afkim Rabbanu Kiddushim is a rarely used thing. So he used it here when it's Mechus Zman, which is going to be rare, because Bechatkhila you do need Zman. It's going to be rare, and it's only going to be Afkinu in those cases where it's a lie. What you get invited is, most of the cases, it'll be endless. Alright, this is all Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim himself doesn't differentiate between the Shtar Raya and the Shtar Kinyan. Reb Chaim just says it about Shtaris. He seems to be saying it across the board. Chaim Shulevitz just wants to make that the Mukiyasim could agree with the basic side. Only Ishtar needs a chalais. Okay, it's not the rabbit. It's very good. The Nebi Yehuda has a different mahalach to answer the same questions. Nebi Yehuda karma in two tshuvas. One is tshuva nunches, and one is tshuva peches. He has the same kashas. Why there's no shana get if you need Eidah Shati Cholazima. And what's the chapter name of Tikkun Zman? The same exact kashas. Rabbi Yehuda, though, has a different mahalach. Rabbi Yehuda says that Eidus on a get does not have to be Eidus Shatiyach al Azima. He doesn't say, Chaim says, all stars. He says, no, Eidus of a get doesn't need Eidus Shatiyach al Azima. Why? Because how are you going to do Kasha Zaman? If Edom signed a get, it turns out there's Zaymanim. So if I see some like Kasha Zaman, what are you going to do to him? You'll make him be divorced from his wife. You'll make him be divorced from his wife that you can't do because the Lai Vilay Lishtai. Right? You can't Kasha Zaman, but see some like Kasha Zaman, it's only to him. It's not shayach to do kasha zama. So the Mishnah in the beginning of Makkah says that if somebody says Eidus that someone's a ben grusha ben chalutza, and he's zayimim, so he gets malchus. So the Mishnah says that if you can't do kasha zama, you give malchus. Taisvis, the first Taisvis in Makkah says, if you can't do kasha zamam, it's eidus she'iyat yochal azima. There's a problem with the gufa eidus. If you can't do kasha zamam, so that it's a problem of it's eidus she'iyat yochal azima. The eidus of ben grusha, if you can't do it to them, you can't be mekayin the parsha of eidus zamam by them. So Tosfos answers in the first teretz that giving malchus is a kiyum of kasher zama. That you could, the din of kasher zama is, if you could do what he tried to do, you do. If not, you give him malchus. But then Tosfos has another teretz. Tosfos says that if you can't do kasher zama, in a case where you cannot do kasher zama, you don't need Eidus Shata Yochel Azimah. When you can't do kasher zamam, you don't need that it should be Eidus Shata Yochel Azimah. The Rebbe Yehuda says that this rule of Tosfos, that when you can't do kasher zamam, you don't need Eidus Shata Yochel Azimah, would be the teretz on our sugya. Because since a get, you can never do kasher zamam. Today they are get. If they're single, you certainly can't do kasher zamam. What are you going to do to them? And if they're married, you can't say, well, you tried to make me divorced, you be divorced, because loy v'loy le'ishtek. So Rebbe Yehuda holds that a day get never need kasher zamam asis lachit. A day kedushin, the same thing. What are you going to do? Eidim zayman. They say that that there was a kedushin. So what are you going to do to them? You're going to make them be married to this woman. So she doesn't want to be married to them. There's no kasher zamam on Eidei Kedushin or an Eidei Gin. So therefore, you don't need kasher zamam. You can make them. Oh, okay, good. One second. So this is his teretz on our sugya, that you don't need kasher zamam. So Mimela, what was the kasher? The kasher was that why do you need his man begitten? What do you mean? All Eidus needs man. That was the kasha. All Eidus needs Risha Chakira. Teretz is, why do all Eidus needs man? It should be Eidus Shati Yochel Azimah. That's the whole reason Eidus needs man, is it should be Eidus Shati Yochel Azimah. By getting the Kedushim, where you don't need that the Eidus should be Ati Yochel Azimah, because the whole Pasha of Azam is not Shayach. Now, to be Yehuda here, you don't need man, as kasha's out Jisha Chakira, because the whole parasha of Jisha Chakira Kasher Zamam does not apply to Gittin V'Kiddush. So this is the Nadi Yehuda's Chiddush. In the second Shuvah in Peches, he goes on to ask that L'chayra should be Shayach Kasher Zamam on the Ksuba. On the Ksuba it should be Shayach, because when, what?
So therefore,
he says that makes it shver, because now, since every time a man is megarish's wife, Eidim says megarish's wife, they're being mechayiv him mamin. So they're being mechayiv him mamin. So vayter it should be kasher zamam. Vayta, it's shayer kasher zamam, because they tried to be mechayiv and mamin. So now, v'mazim them, they'll be chayiv mamin. So this is the kasher that he asks, that it should be shayach, it should be shayach kasher zamam.
Then it'll be chal, only be chal if the husband doesn't die before.
Once he dies, and only coming to ask her on a chayiv. Well, that's the Mishnah Daf Gimel, so they'll do whatever it's worth to pay. That's the Mishnah Daf Gimel and Makis. Be mechayiv ksuv. You talking about the value of ksuba?
Okay, not just
then.
But the time
of the bezin
came
now,
the guy died. So
Rosh Hashanah,
she's
entitled
to the ksuba. So the whole meaning is what she's called Aser Kaiser or Kaiser.
What's after with this? No, we're saying across the board. You don't need. We're trying to explain here. So this is the kasha. Now the chayyur, everything comes back. It's shaya kasha zaman, and. And now everything should come back. He should need his man. So let me tell you what he said, what the Nebi Yehuda says, and it's like a string hanging that we have to figure out. Nebi Yehuda of Simon Peches is the following Shiloh. There was a get that was written. What's the name of the city again? Or Pilz or something? Pilz. So the name of the city was Pilz. How do you spell Pilz? Hey, Yod Lamed. Oh, so that was the thing. Pilz traditionally was spelled Pei Yud Lamed Test and the Tzaddik. That's the way the city was usually spelled, Pilz. Shaila came to Nabi Yehuda was about a get that was dealt pilts without the test. Pei Yud Lamed and the Tzadik. Not only was spelled without the test, but the person who was Masada the get insisted that with the test is no good and without the test is right. Pilts. Pilts should be spelled without the test. What did he base it on? He said you can't have three shvaz in a row. Pilts, lamed, tes, and the tzaddik. Is lamed as a shva, tes as a shva, then the tzaddik. Also has no nakuda. You can't have in Lashon Kodesh three straight letters that have a shva sound. So it can't be, it's spelled pilts. So he held that it should spell pilts without the tes. And he said that you don't really hear the tes sound anyway, and it should be pilts. So the whole first part of the tshuva is about how to spell pilts, which, interesting that Yehuda says that you're right up, Pidigduk, you can't have three shvaz in a row. But we're writing pilts, not al Pidigduk. That's what the Goyim call, that's the Goyish, it's a Goyish city, we're transliterating. So we transliterate the way they pronounce it. So, you know, if these Polish want to pronounce a city pilts, what are we going to do? We have to transliterate it. And he said the test belongs there. What the person said, that the test is not pronounced. He said, no, it is pronounced, pilts. And came a whole tumult. And that's the whole first part of the truth. It's very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says he sees this Rav as a big Talmid Chacham. You can see from the way he wrote. He tries to find an Eitzah that they should change the name of the city. That they should be machriz and all the shul, just like a person could change his name, there should be machriz and all the shuls that from now on we'll call it pilts without the test. I don't exactly define points of how to pronounce it that way. But if we change the name, we'll call it pilts without the test, and there won't be any fights in the future. Now it'll be kosher. Oh, but it doesn't help for this kid. No, it doesn't help for this kid. So that's what he writes in the first half. Very interesting first page or so of the truth. Then he talks about b'di'eved, the status of this shtar. So he says, let's say the name of the city is missing. What's the problem? So it's interesting. He says the name of the city in a get is vaytefer. Why do you need name of the city? It's the same thing. It's l'chayre because you need eidus shati yachal azima. It's the wrong city. Is there another city with this name? You're right. Maybe you're right. Like it's Mamukher, it's Mamukdam, it may be worse. No, but there was something that's Mamukher. Well, we're going to have that. We're going to get into the Machlaikas if it gets Mamukher's Kashuk. Taisus tells Mamukher's Kashuk because there's no Nafkanina. So if Pilz is, if there is no such city, Pilz is Mamukher's Kashuk. What? If there's no such city without the test, if there's a different city, that'll be a problem. It means the same city later.
According to Night Beauty, this whole paragraph is that you're not only worried about Ahmed Al-Azima, it's that there's still a din. You just said that the jinn of Drisha, Al-Akira, is the same thing as Drisha.
So it's a lie, it's wrong.
Right.
Yeah, I just wonder if this is a lie when it's. If there's no other city with this name, is that called a lie?
It would be
a different city, I'm asking. It would be worse. So Nevi Yehuda says the case was a get that was given by a mummer, by a person who wasn't from, and it was very hard to get him to re-give the get and re-spell the city's name properly. So Nevi Yehuda writes, he says, let's see, what's the problem? You don't have the name of the city, it's Eidashiyat Yohalazim. So it's as far as the get itself is concerned, you don't need Eidashiyat Yohalazim. Elamai, the Ksuba. Elamai of the Ksuba, Rabbi Yehuda says, a mummer, from a yid who becomes a mummer during his marriage, has to give his wife a Ksuba even before he gives a get. A mummer is someone kaifenaisai lagarish, a beznas kayach kaifenaisai. Whenever kaifenaisai lagarish, he's mechui even a Ksuba, he's mechui to give it right away, be'etzem, even before the get is given. He says, therefore, in our case that we're talking about, the ksuba is not a nafkamina, because whether he gave a get or he didn't give a get, he has to give the ksuba. So therefore, in our case, all that remains is the get. And once the shaylus shaylus of a get is kosher, you don't need a shat yochal azima. So but the eved, without the date and without the city, it's going to be kosher. That's his psak in his case. What does he leave hanging? In his case, Yeshkayach was a mummer. But he said he's going to answer our Gemara that a get doesn't need a deshiat echal azima. What are you going to do by his man? He leaves us hanging. He doesn't tell us 1 minute. If you're going to tell me every get is a nafkamina lagabi eksuba, a get is always a nafkamina lagabi eksuba. So vaita, we have a problem. The lagabi eksuba, but neima tiknus man begitten. Why doesn't the Gemara answer? Neima tiknus man begitten, because it's a nafkamina lagabi eksuba. And you need a lagabi eksuba. What?
What are you
afraid
is going to happen?
I'm using these edits to be Tevei Aksuva. And say Tishat Yachal Azimah.
You can have it in your hands. Now you know what's written from now. You're only going to do Mikama Habah. So Marashah, if you're doing Mikama Habah, so she has it now in her hands. You can't say it was written later than that.
No, but I could say the edim are lying and I can't be mazin them. I could say this star is baloney. I, the edim, I want to be mazin them, but I don't know when they signed it. How am I going to be mazin them? See, he doesn't explain this in the Kuda. So I don't know. I'm not sure unless he means after the Takanah Rabbanan that Beshtari Mamin Zman is not Ma'akiv, maybe he means. The Gemara Sanhedrin Lamed Bey says that Beshtari Mamin, the Rabbanan said, Zman is not Ma'akiv, Shloitin Ldeles. Maybe he means all that. Or maybe he means l'shitasai. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that shtari moment never need. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that dinei moment is don't need eidah shi'at yachal azima. Only ancient. So could be he means that. So ksuba, he writes beferish. He's answering even according to the shach who he's disagreeing with. He writes that beferish that he wanted to get shi'at kashal kol yama. But be'etzem, you know, he leaves us hanging this taina with the ksuba. So it could be he means, because the Nebu the Shita is by Mom, you don't need a Deshati Yachal Azima. He argues with the Shach, who holds you do. So that Nakud is still hanging. But again, the Yisayt, we have Reb Chaim and Nebu Yehuda. Reb Chaim says, Shtoris never need a Deshati Yachal Azima. And Nebu Yehuda says, Gittin Kedushin don't need. Because don't need Zman Minatayra because you don't need Eidah Shi'at Yachal Azima.
Okay.
It'll be good enough. Yeah, but still the Kasha, the name I take Zman Begitten, why don't we answer? Because this is like Eidah Ksuma, we want to Mamin certainly needs. It's the Kudu, it's the. Okay, let's see Rav Yechidan Aymar Mishum Basa Chaisai Mishlokish Aymar Mishum Peris. We paskin Pashtus like Rav Yechidan that we need Mishum Basa Chaisai. So you're all familiar with Pshat, that'll be his wife will be Mizano, Abrahmana Sanha, Basa Chaisai is just an example. We'll write it get later and pretend it was earlier, and in that way you want to get her off the hook from the Chiyamis. Now, Rashi on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says that once we have Zman begin, the Zman also has to be written Lishma. The Zman also has to be written Lishma, just like the whole get has to be written Lishma. So the Zman too needs to be written Lishma. And the Rambam says that if the Zman is written on Mechubar, it's possible. If you write the Zman when it's Mechubar, and then you cut it off, and you finish writing the Get, it's possible, because the Zman becomes part of the Get Sivis again. Now, we had, a while ago, a Claire in the Shiurei Reb Shmuel. When you have a word in a Get that's written Shalai Lashma, if you have a long get, a part of it was written Shalai Lashma. And we say that Shloi Lishma passes. Reb Shmuel declared, why does it passel? Do we say one word Shloi Lishma in a get passels the whole get? The get has to be written Lishma. And if you have part of it that Shloi Lishma, it passels the get. Well, maybe not. Maybe a word in a shtar that's written in a get, that's written Shloi Lishma, that word is passel. That word is passel. But the rest of the get is kosher, so it depends. If that word is a crucial word, it's makiv in the get, so then it's makiv in the get, then it'll pass all the get. But let's say it's a word which wouldn't be makiv anyway. Let's say there's a word in the get which is not makiv, that word wouldn't be there. It wouldn't pass all the get. Maybe it's maybe a kashra again. So Shmuel brought, I think, a raya from the Gimel Amud Beis, from Dalet Amud Beis, from Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Eliezer said that even though the Edom don't have to sign, if they sign Shalai Lashma, it's possible, it's a raya that passes the whole thing. He brought a raya then, but he also brings a raya from here. Zman. A Zman has to be written Lishma. Why does a Zman have to be written Lishma? Let's say I have a get, and this Zman is written Shalai Lishma. So what am I going to tell? What's wrong with it? So let's see. According to the second side, according to the first side of Rav Shmuel, it's easy. If this Zman is written Shalai Lishma, it passes the get, because any word passes the get, even if you. If the man is giving the get hasmicha, they write harab so and so. The word harab is shalai lishma, so it's not ma'akiv. If you didn't write harab, it's kosher again. But if you wrote a rav, like the first out of Reb Shmuel, it passes. Whatever you write has to be kosher. If part of shalai lishma is possible, it's possible. Then it makes a lot of sense. Everything's good. Zman has to be written lishma. But if you hold shalai lishma only passes those words. Shalai Lishma only passes those words. Why can't I write this man Shalai Lishma, even Lechatchila? Why do I have to have this man? Only for one reason. Shalai Yechapa Basa Chaisai. So that they can't pretend that when she was Mazana, she was Megoresh. So what's wrong if I write this man Shalai Lishma? And I write to get Lishma. What's the problem? Let's say she was Mazana on Monday. So Tuesday, they're going to go and write a get. They're going to pretend it was given on Sunday. It's good enough, even if this man is written Shalai Lishma. As long as there's this man there, they can't pretend it was given Sunday. It has this man in the shtar. So, why does Rashi say, and the Rambam say, that this man itself has to have the dinim of the rest of the get? That this man also has to be written Shalai Lishma. That's written Lishma. Even if it's written Shalai Lishma, what's the problem? What's the problem if it's written Shalai Lishma? I don't need Zman of Dina Gittin. I need Zman because Shami Yechapa Basa Chaisai. Elomai. If we're requiring that this man is written, should be written Lishma, must be that if there's one word, Shalai Lishma, passes the whole get. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. Why do I require it if this man should be written Lishma? This is his raya, Shmuel's raya. It's a nice raya. Otherwise why would I need Lishma? The only thing is, what comes out from this is the same thing would be true about Mechubar. If you write one word Mechubar, and then you detach it, and you finish writing the mechaber, we'll pass the whole get. What's a svara? Because if I write this man when it's mechaber lekarka, and then I detach it and I finish writing, it would seem that's also possible. So there's a custom, I guess. The whole get has to be written lishma. Whatever's in the get has to be lishma. You know, we find a lot of things like that. There are a lot of dinim. Where what? The pasuk. Even though this part of Tzivah I don't need. There's a similar din by there are a bunch of dinim by the ritzua of the shalyad. Most people, the ritzua of the shalyad is longer than the halacha requires. Besides, it doesn't even require enough to go seven times. But certainly, the part you're wrapping around your hand, you don't need. If the part you wrap around your hand is not black, the part of the ritzua you wrap around your hand, it's not black, it's white. Does that pass the whole thing? What do I say? What do you mean? I don't need it. So if I don't need it, it's no worse if it's there and it's white. So the Bi'ur Halacha is mesufik. He's mitzadeh. Amai said that you have to be machmir. It should be black all the way, even the part that's not marking, because Amai said it's once it's part of its soul, it has to be black.
Is that after the
The whole ritzua, the Bi'ur Halacha is mesufik, but that's...
No, if the evidence is kosher, it's not black. Is that that figure?
On the other side, it would be everything, because you don't need to wrap around the fingers.
It doesn't also have to roll them from the... Go straight down from
here. Go straight down without the seven. So
straight down and back, you're able to be wrapped around here.
Right. But it's long enough, the part you wrap around the seven times is enough that you can wrap that around your fingers. If you just do it once, you can get it around your fingers. So, or by the same thing by hadasim, you have hadasim, they have to be mishulish, roiv mishulish. So it's not enough roiv of the top three tefachim are mishulish. You need roiv of the whole thing. If it's four tefachim, you need roiv of the four tefachim should be mishulish. If you cut off the bottom tefach, then it'll become kosher. You don't say, well, I don't need the bottom tefach, so kozman, it's here, it doesn't count. Even if you don't need it, if it's here, it counts. The same thing by the get. You don't need a certain part, but if it's there, it has to be l'shma. That's what it seems. Anyway, this is Rav Shmuel's Raya. On the agenda for Sunday are two things. One is the Shev Shmaitza on Taisis, Teshua and Shev Shmaitza on Taisis Mishum. And then on Taisis Reish Lakish, we'll have to find where we spoke about it. I think it was Nafdali. We spoke about a get mo'ucher, if it's kosher. Mugdim is possible. Get mo'ucher, I told you then, Taisus Shita is that it's kosher. The Rambam holds it's kafel. It's this Taisus, the bottom Taisus that holds get mocher is kosher. So we're going to go through again the evening.